Hey, greetings. This is Jim at DontParish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hey, I've got an unbiblical teacher's testing for you today. Herbster Evangelism, Mark Herbster Exposed. You know, I found out about this ministry when I was dealing with another man about the things of faith. And I reached out to Mark Herbster and asked him if I could email him and ask him some questions. I instantly got an answer back, and he said, yes, you can use this email. My very next email was, sir, can you tell me what is the biblical gospel, and please be very detailed, how can I find eternal life? He never answered me. I replied back and said, Mark, are you still with me? He never answered me. I said, Mark, I guess I'm going to have to just proceed without any info or input from you. And I went ahead and I did a biblical testing of Mark and his theology. He's an independent Baptist. And I did the testing, and the day or so after I put the testing up, he then answered me. And it did not go well. Excuse me, battling a cold here. Mark had zero biblical input for me on any of the issues I raised against him, and he's man-made, seminary, religious, Bible school trained, almost a doctor, I'm told, but he could not bring me any scripture to correct or refute what I said about him, and it was rather sad. He got upset about the testing. He called it vicious. It wasn't vicious at all, and you could read it. Go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog and look up Herbster Evangelism, Mark Herbster, and you'll see it was not vicious at all. And I'll go over it real quickly here. Mark is an independent Baptist evangelist. He drives around going to independent Baptist places. They are not biblical. Many sinful things there. Modern pastor role, feminized ways, ladies dressed in modest, uncovered, pagan holidays, false Calvinistic gospels. That's why he wouldn't answer the gospel. He knew that I was looking at his gospel, and Calvinists don't like to discuss in detail their gospel because it's false. It's incomplete. It's an easy-believe gospel. Traditions of men, worldliness, carnality. So this is a denomination made by man, not by God. I looked, I couldn't find the gospel on Mark's website. He only said this: salvation comes from accepting Jesus as Savior. Nope, you don't accept Jesus. We have an article on that on our teaching blog. You repent and believe by faith and are made new and obey in holiness and endure to the end. That's the gospel. Accepting Jesus, no one will go to heaven. Mark is feminized, as I mentioned, per God's word. He does not teach lady covers their head. And while they teach ladies to wear dresses down to their knees, they're often adorned in modest dresses, but that yet they go out into the world and they'll go to the beach and they'll go out into the world and they'll go and do sports games. That's not of God. That's religiosity and hypocrisy. Mark believes that revival is for today. That's not true at all. God's word does not teach that in the New Testament. If you're born again in Christ, you can't be revived. You can repent and get back to the truth. Revival's for dead people. That's where he goes, independent Baptist places. We find a lot of spiritually dead people in those places. Hey, here's one. Mark is soon to join the staff at Maranatha Baptist University in Wisconsin. Yeah, we're going to be doing a testing about them. This university is worldly, carnal, sports teams, unbiblical with the independent Baptist ways, pagan holidays, feminism. It's not a good thing. It's not training up the youth in the ways of God. It's training up youth in the ways of the Baptist faith. Mark was a youth counselor for many years at a place called The Wilds in North Carolina. Look it up. We're going to be doing a testing on them. Silly, foolish, carnal, immodest games for youth. And throw a little bit of Bible study in there and teach them how to be a Baptist. Again, that's not the biblical model we see of holiness, purity, sobriety. It's foolishness and silliness. It's seeker-friendly. That's how they get thousands of kids to go there, because it's fun and teases your flesh. Mark's a pretty bad Bible teacher by his own evidence. He has articles about no alcohol. You can't drink any alcohol. Well, I don't believe you should drink alcohol and get drunk. I myself don't drink any alcohol. But you can have a glass of wine. and it not be sinful. It's drunkenness that is sinful, not the alcohol. This is just a typical independent Baptist stance that Mark has taken. It's not a biblical stance. Mark sells things for mammon, money, and he's got his family's music albums and recordings for sale. The true saints never sold anything of God, let alone they didn't record their voices and sell it to people or get up on stage and sing. This is all mockery of man. It's not of God. Mark travels around in a giant camper van pulled by a semi. Now, if Mark's rich and can afford this, well, that's his doing. I wouldn't say anything against it. But I just asked the question in the testing, who's paying for this thing? We travel all over the country. Surely Mark could travel much cheaper than this giant, extravagant, six-wheeled. This thing is as long as a semi. I bet that thing's a palace inside. Mark acts out in great hypocrisy, and here's why. Three important areas. He claims to be a preacher of the word, goes around to Baptist places, can't give me the gospel when asked. 1 Peter 3 says, be ready to give an answer, doesn't it? Yeah, it does. I heard him on stage preaching, because I've tested him, that we cannot be friends with the world. We must be holy in all our ways. And I agree with him. Yet go on Mark's Facebook. He loves the NFL. He loves college basketball and youth sports that are all immodest, carnal, worldly, fleshly. That's a hypocrite. Jesus said, don't be a hypocrite in Matthew 7. Both his family and the Baptist University, Maranatha, has girls and boys running around in immodest outfits for sports and for fun. But you better wear a dress or proper clothing to meetings and gatherings. So God is only in the religious place when they gather. He's not everywhere, on the beach, on the sports field, walking down the street when they're walking down the street. More religious hypocrisy and independent Baptist ways, not biblical ways. So you can go to the testing at our Unbiblical Teachers blog. Go to don'tperish.com, go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog, then click and look for Herbster Ministry, Mark Herbster. There's a 10-point test that covers pretty much everything: modern pastor role, pagan holidays, feminized teachings, incomplete gospels or unbiblical gospels. This is all more evidence of the sad fact that man-made religion, in this case independent Baptist, misses the mark of God's truth. And when these men that are almost doctors by their own man-made schooling and training, when they're called out, they cannot give an answer in God's word. Mark said, take that testing down. It's vicious and it's mean-spirited. And go read it. You won't see it's vicious and mean-spirited at all. It's biblical. He said, I give no scriptural basis in his emails. Go look at the articles I've linked. I talk about all of those topics, take you to our biblical articles and show you scripture to why they're in sin. And Mark wanted to talk on the phone at first, and I said, that would be fine. First, read the testing, then bring a biblical correction for me. Once I review the biblical correction, then we can talk on the phone. He was not interested in bringing a biblical correction. Do you know why? He can't bring a biblical correction to the truth of God. So that's a sad state of affairs. We see it all the time. Go to our resources. Go to our Spirit and Truth blog at don'tperish.com. Go to John 4:24 audio. You're listening here. Hundreds of audios, hundreds of articles. And go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog, where we help you see the difference between the truth and man-made religion. And this is all for redemptive purposes. We pray that Mark repents, comes out of the independent Baptist ways, gets in line fully, gets his house in order, gets in line fully with God's word, and then becomes a servant for the truth of God versus just a puppet for the independent Baptist system. Thanks for listening. Until next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.